Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Inside, there's a place you can go. It's funny all the time. Robotic guys, super nice. L.I.L. London Info Live.
Hello, Dr. Lisney, and welcome back to the Lil Show. That stands for London Improv Live. It's a show where we do improv comedy live on the radio in London, featuring guests from all across the London and worldwide improv scene. We've been blessed with many brilliant guests, and today is no different. My goodness, my name is Talal Karkouti. I'm your host with the most. I don't mean to boast, but through this show, I'll coast. And I just got here about 2 minutes ago. I was running stupidly late because the traffic in Harlesden, Middlesex? That's a county.
Somewhere.
Between Harlesden and Acton was insane, and I was stuck on a bus for ages, and this about half an hour just stop start. So I decided, all right, I'm going to be clever, I'm going to jump out the bus and walk ahead, because I'm going to walk much quicker than this bus is ever going to go. Yeah, so I walked and I walked and I walked, and I caught up with the bus ahead of the bus I was on. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to jump on this fella, and I jumped on that bus. And we made some progress. And then once we got to the hospital, Middlesex Hospital, which is why I said Middlesex, the bus driver was like, ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to stay here just for a couple of minutes, please. Excuse me. And he opened the door and he got out and he went, sorry, guys, I need to wee. And he ran out the bus and ran into the hospital. And I sat there like pretty pissed off. And then I looked behind me and the bus that I got off originally bloody overtook us. And I was sat waiting for this guy to get back from the hospital toilet. But gladly, when he came out of the hospital, I saw him rubbing his hands as if he'd either just sanitized or washed them. So that's, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, he's a good guy. He's not mindless. It took me ages to get here. So I apologize to my guests for arriving late.
It's quite all right.
Okay. speaking of... we normally at this point would introduce the co-host, but I'm co-hostless, so we're going to have a back to basics Lil, back to the original days when I used to do this stuff on my own. There was a time before it was out on iTunes. I don't think you can find them on iTunes, but if you go on mixcloud.com/The Lil Show, you can hear all the archive episodes from when it was just like a raw, rugged, ooh, little baby show.
Indie.
Indie, proper indie.
So hipster.
And I used to host it on my own. And you could follow the journey, actually, and see how I first met Alex and when Luke was first on the show. And then after that, shortly after that, they started coming on more and more until I just got them as co-hosts. Oh, I'm welling up just thinking about it. God, what a journey.
Okay.
What a journey. Man, I love doing this show. Thank you to everyone who listens. If you're a new listener, welcome to the clan. Please spread the word and add us on Twitter at The Lil Show, because on there you can always find funny little bits and some news. And we often ask you guys for suggestions, and it's a good way to keep in touch. And we like to hear your thoughts. So do feel free to get in touch with any thoughts and dilemmas. We want your dilemmas. We'll get to that later. All right, let's introduce some Ras Clark guests with some professional sounding backing music. That's how we do it here. There you go.
Excellent.
Joining us in the studio here today on this beautiful day is Cluster Fox.
Woo!
Hey! What up, boy?
We're a cluster of foxes.
Yes, you are.
Oh, here we go.
Foxes don't purr.
No.
What's the... Oh, that's a wolf whistle.
That's a wolf whistle.
What's the fox noise?
Oi, oi, stop it.
You eating that?
Oh, welcome. Welcome.
That's a lovely chicken you've got there.
Ah!
Ah! Brah! Brah!
See? interesting scene. So, thanks for joining us, Cluster Fox. Means a lot. Hope you're doing well. Today, this is a pretty new team, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, it
is. We've done one gig.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, yeah. We've done one launch pad night at the Miller.
Okay.
And
did it go well? So well that you decided to keep it up?
It's gone so that we're seriously considering booking a second gig.
Yeah, like it's in our dream, you know, to get a second gig.
We'll get there one day.
We'll get there,
guys. This is it.
This is the second gig.
Oh, we're doing. God. Oh.
Talal, I was not mentally prepared for this.
Are you nervous now? I'm sorry.
I'm bricking it, mate.
Okay, let's do some warm-ups.
Okay, all right.
Teeth, the lips, tip of the tongue.
She stood upon a balustrated balcony,
inexplicably mimicking and hiccuping whilst amicably welcoming him in. Whoa!
I am not part of that club.
No. I learned that from actor training. Really? Thank you very much.
I learned that from a man who did acting training.
Oh, well, there you are.
That's the first time I've heard it.
Well, welcome. Do you want to give it a go?
Go on then.
Okay. Repeat after me. She sat upon a balustrated balcony.
She sat upon a balustrated balcony.
Inexplicably mimicking him hiccuping.
Inexplicably mimicking, what was it?
Him hiccuping.
Him hiccuping.
Whilst amicably welcoming him in.
Whilst amicably welcoming him in.
And now you put it all together. She sat upon a balustrated balcony. Inexplicably mimicking him hiccuping. Whilst amicably welcoming him in.
I'll work on it for the next show.
Great stuff. You say his, I say him. Mimicking him hiccuping.
Yeah, I say she stood upon a balustrated balcony.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said she sat.
Wow, the evolution of this. The evolution of this tongue twister really goes into different branches, doesn't it?
Divergent evolution in this very studio.
So the tongue twisting Tom is your name, Tom.
Hi.
Tom Jacob Yule's back for a umpteenth time. Welcome back. And we got Jimmy Ginger, apparently.
Yeah.
Is that your actual surname, or is that?
Well, I thought there's a bit of a confession time, folks. But my actual name is James Ginger, and when I went to uni. I thought I'd change it to Jimmy Ginger, just to have a bit more razzmatazz.
Nice.
So like the Jimmy part is the bit that's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the people that people can believe.
Well, you cleared it up anyway. Welcome to the show very much. Welcome to the show very much. Welcome to the show very much. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having
Let's do this, guys. All right, that's enough of that. Okay, why is there noise outside? Ah, Kilburn. urban.
could have gone worse there.
Could have. All right. Look, guys. We're clearly not warmed up, are we? We need to do a warm-up game.
Sure.
We do warm-up. We start up with some short-formy stuff. We're going to do, like I said, it's a Back to Basics episode. So we're going to do some classic Lil gimmicks, but we're also going to have some new stuff today as well. Be prepared. But we're going to start with a blues, guys. We're going to sing a little blues together. Let's meld our minds with
the
blues. So I have to first ask you both, Cluster Fox.
Yes.
Oh, you're not all Cluster Fox.
No,
it's not just us two.
There's more of you, isn't
it? Because if it was just us, we'd be like duo Fox. We wouldn't, I don't think
yeah,
two
cluster,
people.
I think you need to
two
have
people
more.
Can't be a cluster.
No.
You're like an honorary part of the cluster.
Thank
stay.
You.
You're yeah. very welcome.
How many more of you are there?
There are three more.
Three more.
There are three more of us, yeah.
Yes.
Give them a quick
maybe
shout
more
out
on the way, who knows?
Give them a shout out.
We got Sophie.
Which Sophie?
Sophie Pumphrey.
Ah. And anyone else I know? She's been on the show before.
Mark Joseph.
Uh-huh.
And Lila Hodesy.
Yeah, it's a Hodesy. Hungarian name.
Hodesy, yeah.
That's a wicked name.
That's a great name, isn't it? Because it sounds like Odyssey. So it implies that if you go with her, you'll go on a journey. She's led us on many improv journeys, previously, yes.
Hello to you lot. Sorry you can't be a Cluster Fox, but get the Cluster Fox out of here. All right.
Smooth.
So I want to ask you guys, what's been getting you down this week?
What's been getting us down?
Yeah, what's been getting you down this week, huh? Something you can sing a blues about or lament tunefully over.
I recently finished a game called The Witcher 3. It's the third in the franchise.
That's the one with the boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has a lot of boobs. Yeah, it's a lot of plot. But I recently finished it. I finished the second DLC, which is basically the kind of... last chapter of the story. Yes, I know, but I'm getting to the sad point. Okay, the sad
Tell
point.
Tell him more about the boobs. That will wake
okay,
up.
Okay, so there's lots of boobs and loads of sex and loads of drugs and dragons. And then it gets to the point when it's It's all over.
It's got the latest jiggle physics, Talal.
Are you about to tell me, Jimmy, that you're sad that you clocked a game? That's what you're sad about today.
I'm sad that it's all over now.
You're missing your game.
The journey's over.
There's not going to be any more for a long, long time. And that just got me down.
Oh, dude. I've heard it's a legendary game. It's really, really good. I'm not surprised you miss it. I've had that feeling before when I finished a game called Dishonored.
Yeah, see,
but this isn't nerd chat. We don't want to talk.
Okay, well, I was my sister's dog died. Do you want me to talk about that?
No, no, no.
Talal?
The emotion.
Bring up some real emotions, eh?
No, the emotion is what we're focusing on.
Tell me, man.
Wait, your sister's dog died. That's true blues.
That
material.
Is true blues stuff.
Oh, there we go. We found the blues.
There's not many rhymes for Poppy, I don't think. So.
Oh, but no, that feeling of when you complete a game, it's a confusing. You're happy you've accomplished.
Yeah.
You've accomplished.
You've been on
this
amazing journey, but it's the last one.
It's like, what am I going to sit up till 3 in the morning
exactly.
fiddling with anymore?
You know, no more distractions. Well. I'm going to have to get on with adult things. No,
oh,
Tom.
Oh, that's sad. Any thoughts, Tom? Anything you can reflect on that? What does that remind you of?
There's many games that I've finished or like failed to finish that I look back on very fondly. I feel very sad when anything leaves my life, Talal. I'm a sensitive individual in that way.
Especially something you've gotten used to.
In fact, actually, because this is something that has been getting me down. Well, it's something that's kind of getting me down, but it's also a good thing. I got a new job this week.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I'm... three
I'll
claps.
Do. I'll do.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Three or five claps.
And I'm really excited to start and everything, but I'm gonna miss my current job. But I know it's a good thing to move forward, you know, but there's still kind of like, oh, a time in my life is ending.
I often miss things that haven't gone yet. Like
things that haven't happened.
Things that haven't left me yet, but I always imagine what it's gonna be like.
Oh right.
The least obvious of which is every night almost when I'm open the back door and I call my cat in for the night. And I go, Claude. And about 70% of the time, he doesn't come the first time. And I come back half an hour and then he comes in. But for that half an hour...
Oh, there's like, you don't know what's happened.
I think, is he coming back tonight? Is this the night he finally finds another home that he prefers? Has he been eaten by a screaming cluster of foxes?
Which is always a danger. Yeah. Always a danger around here.
Meow! Oi! My cat!
But it's all I can think about for that half an hour is he coming back tonight?
Oh, man.
And last night, I shut the door on his tail.
Really?
And I heard him make a noise. Heard him make a noise I've never heard before. And I went to try and comfort him, and he ran away from me. And he went to his usual spot. So I went to his usual spot, and he ran up the stairs to my room. I went to my room, and he jumped over my bed and ran away. And he kept running away from me. And I was like, that's it. He hates me now.
No.
It's over.
Oh, dear.
But I fed him some food and he forgot all of it.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's all right. That makes up for it. A few whiskers.
Okay, so missing stuff you love.
Yeah.
I guess that's the blues we're singing, right? Okay. All right. Jimmy, you happy to start? We'll go around the circle, ending with me.
Okay.
Okay. If Tom, you want to start, that's fine. But just do it, man.
Let's just let it happen.
The missing stuff blues.
Hey Tom, you know, sometimes I think to myself that I'm always missing things.
I know what you mean, Jimmy.
Let me tell you a little bit more.
What you been missing, Jimmy? You gonna tell me about
Well, I sit down and play some games.
Some good games.
And when I get to the end, my body feels lame. I can't feel anything. I don't know what to do. Maybe I should find another addiction to help my blues. I'm missing things. Oh, Tom, I'm missing my games. Oh, Tom, help me out, buddy. How do you feel?
I'm going to try, Jimmy. I'm going to try.
Okay.
Well, I woke up on Tuesday. I went to buy some fags.
Oh, you bought some fags.
And you know what? They got damn racks of magazines there. I looked at the Radio Times. Oh. And if you'll excuse me, I know I don't got no good rhymes, but On the front of that cover, there was that man there, that Alan Sugar. That Alan Sugar cat, you know, Amstrad, mother ass.
Yeah, I know him.
Spurs fan.
And you know, the apprentice, it came back last night, and I was out. I didn't see the first episode of the new Apprentice series.
Oh, Tom.
And all today, I think to myself, Jimmy.
What do you think?
What did I miss?
What did you miss, Tom?
Maybe they bought too much product that they couldn't shift.
Damn.
Maybe their marketing was all up the spout.
Oh, no.
And I don't mean to pout, but I ain't gonna watch nothing on iPlayer.
No!
I need to see it live!
You gotta watch it live,
to
man!
To feel alive!
You gotta be there!
Alan Sugar.
Well, tell me, have you heard from my cat Claude?
Oh, little cat Claude.
He doesn't know how much I adore.
He adores him, all right.
I love that kitty. If he left me,
meow, 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 meow,
I'd fall into pieces.
Meow, meow, meow.
But then I saw,
meow,
him walk through the door.
Meow, meow.
Oh, the relief swept over me like a leaf blowing in the breeze.
Yeah! Oh, all right, well done, boys.
Those were some stunningly realistic cat sounds.
Thank you. I spent a few years in a monastery full of cats.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Were the cats running it, or were they just there?
No, running it, yeah. Yeah, they had a good plan going together.
They're really good managers,
really
cats.
Good structure, good pyramid of work going on. Yeah, it was actually really insightful. And I kind of came out of it, you know, really stinky. I didn't want to be there anymore. But I learned some things, man.
Did you have to behave like a cat? Did you have to assimilate?
Well, you have to be accepted. You know, they don't want to know you if you just go in there kind of like, hello, stroking them. You have to go on your four legs, mm-hmm. like yourself.
Yeah,
you know, the usual thing. Knock over bottles on tables and stuff.
You kind of rub up against them with your side.
Yeah. Oh, that's when you've been there for quite a few times, some time. If you start off doing that, they kind of judge you a little bit.
Yeah,
you have to kind of get a certain level of respect.
You've got to build up. You can't go straight in.
It's a bit like Scientology. There's levels to these things. You know, there's...
Do the cat monastery, are they a certain denomination of Christianity, or are they... They got their own thing.
They kind of got their own thing. You know, they kind of mix and match. It's kind of like a...
Do they worship ancient Egyptians?
That's the thing. I asked them that. I was curious as well. And you know what they said? They said they really prefer Greek mythology instead.
Oh.
Yeah, that's odd.
It is better.
It's better. The more things going on. You know.
It's a good thing there aren't any ancient Egyptians left to be offended by that.
Yeah.
But nor are there ancient Greeks to be elated by.
That's true.
There you go.
I like Greek mythology a lot.
Yes.
It used to be my favourite books when I was a little kid. I'd always be reading Greek myths. I forgot them all now.
It's so complicated when you look at family trees, though, in the Greek mythology. It's just this person gave birth to this person, but also had sex with the uncle and the brother. And it's just like, hold on, what?
Didn't Zeus vomit out one of his children or
probably
something like that? Yeah. I feel like there's a story about him eating an arm and then vomiting out another god.
Yeah. Wasn't there like a goat involved?
Yeah, possibly. There usually is.
There's also, I think he had sex with one of the goddesses and she turned into a swan. And I didn't know whether that was a punishment or...
What a...
That was lovely, love.
What a breakup line that is. Turn into a swan. Fly away.
Good excuse to leave the bedroom in the morning. Aren't you staying?
I got to be a swan, don't I? I got to get down the pond.
I'm peckish for a bit of Hovis bread, to be honest.
This is prime bread time.
When he had grown up, Zeus caused Cronus to vomit up his sisters and brothers, and these gods joined him in fighting to wrest control of the universe from the titans of Cronus. Oh, from the titans and Cronus, their king. Having vanquished his father and the other titans, Zeus imprisoned most of them in the underworld of Tartarus.
Mm. Sounds like a fantasy world in Magaluf or something, doesn't it?
Now I give you the sword of Bermuda. Excuse me.
So he vomited up his brothers and sisters.
No, he got Cronus to do it. Cronus vomited up his sisters and
That's
brothers.
An awkward Christmas dinner.
Maybe I should read the paragraph before.
possibly.
Yeah, get some context, man.
Zeus was the youngest son of the Titans, Cronus and Rhea. So Cronus is his dad.
Right.
Yeah.
When he was born, his father, Cronus, intended to swallow him as he had all of Zeus's siblings. Mm-hmm. So he swallowed all of the other gods.
Ah.
He ate his own kids.
Right. Oh, so they mean the brothers and sisters of Zeus?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so when Zeus was born, his father intended to swallow him as he had all of Zeus's siblings.
Right.
Maybe out of jealousy or something. He swallowed Poseidon, Hades, Hestia, Demeter, and Hera. That would cause some serious indigestion.
Mm.
But Rhea hid the newborn in the cave on Mount Dictae in Crete. So Zeus was hidden by his mum. His mum was like, I don't want him to eat you too. To this day, the guides at the Cave of Zeus use their flashlights to cast shadow puppets in the cave, creating images of baby Zeus from the myth. And then Zeus grew up and found his dad and was like, oi, give me back my brothers and sisters. Oh, so we cut now inside the belly of Cronus. And hey, Poseidon, pass the salt, please. Poseidon.
Let me just get my trident and... There you go. Ugh,
everything with your trident. Can't he just...
Look, it's my only piece of treasure
I have. How come you got swallowed with one of your possessions and none of us got any of our... Like me, I've just got... I've got nothing. I'm here. I'm naked. I'm bloody Hades, for God's sake.
Hades. You know, we discussed things we could have at birth. I chose the trident. You were very indifferent to it. We offered you the harp.
Anger.
We gave you the harp. You didn't want the harp.
I was being all arty and chose something ethereal.
And
like
that's why
emotion.
You're the lord of the underworld. You're always depressed.
Yeah. Oh, this salt is too salty.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, it's crap anyway. Well, it's probably because he already salted this fish before he ate it. Hey, Demeter. How do you pronounce your name again?
Demeter.
Oh, what are you good at?
After all these years spent in our father's stomach, I've rather forgotten what I'm good at, to be honest. What I'm not good at, apparently, is being digested, just like the rest of us.
No.
How long have we been in here?
24 years.
Oh.
24 years.
Remember, you're awkward. Well, we've all been teenagers. It's hard to keep count on here. There's not a hard surface to etch on.
But I tried, but it just made him retch and release more bile into the chamber.
But I remember your first wet dream, so we're definitely all teenagers at least.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Your wet dream?
At least.
Yeah, you kept...
I don't remember your wet dream. When was that?
Oh, don't you remember? It was like...
Oh.
It was like 23 suns ago.
Do we really...
Oh, I'm gosh, guessing. Now I remember.
I remember when,
when
there was that weird noise at night and we thought there was a cluster of foxes outside, but it was all coming from Demeter's bed.
Hades, Poseidon, I know you guys are like way more powerful and, you know, well-known than I will be, but do you really have to take it out on me every opportunity you get? Can't I just live down the wet dream episode, please?
No.
I'm just so bloody bored in here.
That's why we talk about your wet dream scenario. You know, it gives us a bit of entertainment, and we, you know, just play hopscotch or noughts and crosses.
I know,
pass the time.
I know.
Then back to your wet dream.
I know. I know it's difficult for both of you because Hades, you don't have any souls to ferry around. I know.
And I can't control the waves of acid. I can't do that.
I know, but
oceans, yes.
But Poseidon, at least there's fish in here. That's more than me or Hades gets.
You call these fish? I know you're looking at me! I'm not going to rule you! Sorry, I don't agree with you.
Oh, I've got an idea, Poseidon.
What?
Use your power of controlling water, yeah? Look, if you listen carefully, I think Daddy's by the seaside. Can you hear that?
He's by the seaside. Oh, yeah. I did love his seaside.
So, like, look, summon up some water into Daddy's mouth. Hopefully that will coax a seagull into his gullet. And then I'll catch the seagull and I'll attach a little note to its foot and send it out to our little brother Zeus, who never got swallowed.
You always were the evil genius, Hades. I like your plan.
We can send him a message and he'll come and free us.
Yes. If only there was some way that he could get our father Cronos to eject us from his belly.
Yes. Wait, we're in his belly.
Yes.
Why do we need Zeus? Surely we could do it ourselves. You've got a long stick, Poseidon.
Well, yeah, I do, actually. Yeah.
Hades, we've tried everything over the years. I don't think there's any way we can get out of here. I mean, unless we did serious damage to our father, and you know I don't like the idea
of
that.
No, we love father.
We do, we do.
Even
do
though
love him.
He swallowed us.
Love you, Daddy!
Love you, Daddy!
Shut up!
Oh, God.
Yes, Dad.
Right, Dad. Oh, he's so angry.
But, like, maybe he wouldn't mind us just being out of his belly just for a few days.
How come he's never pooed us out?
Well, that's a different question.
Wait, do gods poo?
I don't know.
Have you ever pooed?
I think I did once, but...
Well, you had a wet dream.
No, that was your wet dream.
Oh, yeah. Is that different?
I think that might be.
Was it white or brown?
I didn't really examine the color.
I once ate some angel dust and I had a bit of indigestion.
What if...
Nothing serious.
What if we got Father to eat a mortal and then they could tell us what it's like?
Do you think he could find a mortal to eat?
That's what we could do. We could send... If you do the water into his mouth thing, yes. we get two seagulls, yes. We send one to Zeus and send one to a mortal.
Okay. Cliff Richard?
Perfect.
The ultimate Greek mortal, yes. Cliff Richard. Go.
Okay. All right, let's do it. All right, summon the water, Poseidon.
Okay. Give me a second, boys.
Oh,
it's coming out of my pants!
Malakasi!
No, not that water!
Oh, Hades!
Oh, you've just given us wet dreams. Not that water, Poseidon.
Oh, God, Hades, I'm so sorry.
The water on the outside.
Oh, Hades, I'm so... Oh.
It's happened again!
Dee, are you okay?
Oh, we're all covered in each other's...
Let me just...
Edges.
Oh, hold on. We really could have a god of wind right now to dry us all. That'd be good. But I think it might have worked. I can start hearing the seagulls.
Okay, swallow, Dad. Swallow.
Yes, Dad.
What are these seagulls doing here? Get away from me!
Eat them, Dad! Eat them, Dad!
Shut up, you stomach wretches! You stay quiet in there!
Hades, Dee, I don't think he's going to listen. We have to give him an excuse to why he has to eat those seagulls. Give him a good reason to eat the seagulls, or he's not going to listen to us.
12 secret spices, Dad.
What?
12 secret spices?
Anyone to know what they are?
12 secret spices? What are you on about,
them,
lad?
Them seagulls are covered in the Colonel's 12 secret spices.
What?
We're not pulling your leg, Dad. Eat a seagull.
You better be being honest with me, you little tarts.
Just one seagull, Dad. Or maybe two. Two.
Eat two.
You're so big. Eating one would be like an axe.
Yeah. You're so powerful, Dad.
Well, fair enough, then I'll have two, but only to prove to you mothers how good I am at eating stuff.
Yeah, that's it, Dad. Go on.
Come here, you feathery bastard.
Ready? Hades, catch it. Catch it, it will fall in the acid.
Got it. I got one. Oh, there's a good boy. Could be a girl. Oh. There's a good bird.
No, Hades, don't get attached to it. Just take its soul and we'll be done. Oh, wait, no, we can't take its soul. We've got to send it
back
out.
Don't take the soul. Get the message. We've got to write a message.
Right.
Demeter, can you talk to animals?
I can try.
That's one of your abilities, I think.
Hello, Mr. Seagull. I'm terribly sorry that you've been through such a traumatic experience. But please, we three gods, we need you to do something for us. Oh, thank you. I have been working on it. Now, stop.
Maybe... Hey, guys,
talk to the seagull. Cliff Richard, remember the details.
This is the first pleasant company I've had in here.
Oh, I
listen,
see.
Listen, Mr. Seagull, when we're all done with this, maybe we can deal with those issues that you're having. But please, when Father wretches you out of here, as he is sure to do in a few moments,
definitely.
Please, go and find our younger brother Zeus. Our mother has hidden in a cave, and he's surely working on his kickboxing training right now. He wants to get into the UFC, you know. Yes, he's very good. He needs to work on his ground game, though.
Okay. We're getting a bit carried away, I think.
Okay. Have you done the message? Because that was all babble to us. But...
I was speaking seagull-ese. Mm-hmm. Mr. Seagull, are you ready for your journey? Then go.
Fly. Fly, seagull.
No, he's coming up at me.
It's all right, Dad. Just let it go.
I'll swallow this other one to teach the seagull population a lesson.
Yeah, that's it, Dad. Good on you.
Catch it, Poseidon.
I've got him. I got him on my trident. Oh. He might not have long. We better do this quick. Okay, I'm going to speak to it in what? Seagullese? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Seagullese.
Remember what I taught you about seagullese.
Oh, yes. Don't worry. I've got the vocabulary down. You leave... message!
He can understand. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to talk low, long and slow.
Okay.
See, look, you've pissed him off now.
Sorry.
Oh, God. Oh,
Mr. Seagull, Jesus. There's no need. Here, let me. Poseidon, let me.
If only we knew what that was like. Thanks, Seagull, for taunting us.
Mr. Seagull, we... Just like your friend before you.
Yeah, your friend.
No,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I've already arranged a date with him. But listen, maybe... maybe. Let's see how it goes.
Oh,
with...
not this again. Let's just get on with it.
I'm trying. Mr. Seagull, please. We want to know what it's like to poo. But we're gods. We're gods, you see, and we've never done it. What's that? He says it's really not that much to boast about.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Tell him we need to send him to Cliff Richard. Cliff Richard!
Oh, yes.
You know, we're all going on a summer holiday. I think he knows.
I think he knows, yes,
good,
yes, yes.
Good.
Yes.
I'm not a paedophile.
What?
Definitely not.
Oh.
Mr. Seagull, I didn't...
This Seagull knows it's popular culture.
He does. Mr. Seagull, please, can you bring Cliff Richard to us? Or bring him to our father? And get Cliff Richard to say something insulting.
And so the seagull flies out and it goes across the seas and it flies over and it gets a bit lost. It doesn't actually know where Cliff Richard is. And he flies over Africa and he goes and lands in a small place in the western coast of Africa. And mates with a human, as Greek myth characters often do. And they give birth to a creature and it speaks Seagullese. And over generations after generation, the word Seagullese kind of transforms a little bit into, and they slip an N into there because of the dialect and it becomes Senegalese. And then people are speaking Senegalese and then they form the first nation of Africa and it's called Senegal. And and the people are happy and vivacious and full of life and they ride mopeds around. They drink out of coconuts. And the Senegalese nation becomes a strong, conquering nation briefly. Before receding back to its humble roots and just becomes the Brazil of Africa. And that's how Senegal was made, guys. All right, let's move
Mind
on. Blown. Let's move on to our first official segment of the show, News-ish. That's right, it's time for News-ish. Portion of the show where we take a news story from the week and then we talk about that news story from the week and then we do some improv based on what we talked about based on that news story from the week. And this week, as usual, we've got a wicked story from
wicked.
The Mirror. Weird news from
Ooh,
the Mirror. Garage scientists with access to £100 gene editing kits pose dangerous threat to society, experts warn.
Right.
The low-cost ease of use and availability of online gene editing kits means they are accessible to unregulated amateur users.
Ooh.
Amateur garage scientists toying with powerful gene editing technology could pose a future danger that could not be ignored. Okay, I get that. Can you tell us any details, for God's sake? Kits make it possible to cut and paste DNA in living organisms. Oh my God. Such as, this is like Dr. Moreau.
Yeah.
Kits that make it possible to cut and paste DNA in living organisms, such as yeast and bacteria, can already be bought on the internet for around 100 bob. Using the new technology known as CRISPR-Cas9 does not require a high level of scientific knowledge. Are you sure about that? Raising concerns that malicious biohackers, this is exciting, or careless enthusiasts might create something potentially harmful.
What?
The issue was raised in the first part of a major investigation of gene editing by the Nuffield Council on Bioethics. In its review... pointed out that the comparatively low cost, ease of use, and availability of online gene editing kits meant they were accessible to unregulated amateur users.
That is mad.
This may include This is a quote. This may include DIY garage scientists,
school, Danny Dyer, was it?
School and undergraduate students, and others with an interest in biological research and possibilities. Whether potentially beneficial or harmful, raised by genome editing. Well, there you go.
Well, that sounds like a bunch of things that I don't understand, but it sounds dangerous.
I just...
I'm amazed.
You lost some words as well.
Do you want to hear more from this guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There is no evidence that we've... There's no evidence that we've seen that there are people with things... That doesn't make sense. Oh, there is no evidence that we've seen that there are people with things going on in their garages, but this is one of the things that we need to be aware of, be conscious of the possibility. It goes back to the question of whether the control of mechanisms in terms of the supply of the kit and materials is adequate. All right, there you go.
So these garage amateurs are splicing away.
But did you mention yeast?
Yeah, yeast and bacteria are the two examples they give here.
Okay,
you can buy.
So we're not talking about like someone,
cats and worms.
Someone splicing a squirrel to be weaponized in some fashion.
Well, that if this is happening now, in 10 years' time, that could be the next thing.
I had no idea that a kit like that was available to anyone. I didn't know a kit like that existed for, you know, the best minds on the planet.
It's not exactly something you get from Argos, is it?
No.
Well, you can buy those gene testing kits, can't you, online? Where you give a little swab and they tell you your...
Oh, yeah.
But, like, there's all sorts of stuff. People can buy pieces and build a car at home. So why can't scientists build their own lab in their garage and get up to all sorts of stuff?
I guess so, but how, like, I don't understand, on a practical level, how you... Because, like, you know, you can buy all the parts for a car and you put them together. If you know how a car works, then fair enough. But with splicing bacteria... How do you, on a practical level, get new DNA information into the bacteria? You just have to put them in.
Well, I'm guessing the idea is here they take like one bacteria which is really good at attacking people's immune systems but doesn't necessarily carry any diseases. But then there's another bacteria that has loads of diseases, and they're like, all right, let's put these two together. And then you've got like, you know, some sort of mentalist or a terrorist making, you know, bio warfare, really, isn't
it? Bioweapons.
Go on to talk about farm animals and even babies, and like, you know, because gene editing is used to ensure that your baby doesn't have any deformities and conditions that, you know, terminal conditions and stuff like that. So that's the potential of gene editing. So I guess they're worried about people. Imagine like someone like messing with their pregnant wife and like,
oh my god, yeah,
splicing the genes of their unborn child.
So it's like the whole like designer babies thing, but DIY designer babies.
So let's do a scene on this, guys.
Good evening, Mr. Bond.
Q, I hope you've got something good for me.
Well, you see, we have got coordinates and details for your new mission, Mr. Bond.
Oh yes, well, where am I off to then?
Well, you see, this is tackling something unlike anything you've ever tackled before, Mr. Bond.
Oh, well, I'm ready for anything, Q. You know that.
Yes, I know, Mr. Bond. But you see, we're dealing with probably the most scientific, dangerous weapon on the world.
Q, you've told me about a lot of very dangerous scientific weapons in the past, and I foiled them all pretty handily and pretty stylishly, if I do say so myself.
Yes.
I'm sure that anything you're about to tell me I could easily handle.
Okay. Well, brace yourself. If we roll out these blueprints here, the scientist we're dealing with is Dave.
Dave. Dave. Scorpio. I mean, what's his second name?
No, it just says here, D-A-V-E, Dave.
Yeah, but it must be Dave something. He must have, like, the cool yeah. second evil scientist second name.
Well, I'll just double-check. This says Dave, GCSEs, he has a first aid degree. No, nothing else. Not even a doctor.
So what's he doing?
Ah, that's the thing. He's doing a lot of bad things, Mr. Bond. You see, if we looked into his headquarters here, see that little...
That's a garage.
Yes.
That's not a headquarters. That's a
garage. No. That is Dave's headquarters. This is where the evil is coming from, Mr. Bond.
That's a semi-detached house. In what looks like Kent.
Ah, but is it supposed to be looking like that? Or underneath, is there actually a giant laboratory full of things we mustn't really speak of?
We cut to Dave's underground laboratory. Gather round, goons. Gather round.
Hey, what's going on?
What's it, Master?
As you all know, me, Dave.
Yeah, mighty Dave.
Dangerous and vivacious
engineer.
Yes.
Is planning a world takeover. And I thank you all for joining the cause.
That's all right, Dave. Well, that's all right, Dave.
Now I'm going to unveil for you our latest evil scheme.
Oh, he's got a new one. He's got a new evil scheme. What is it, Dave? What is it, Dave?
Oh, Frank, you want a biscuit?
Oh, give us a biscuit.
Oh, sorry, Dave, sorry. It's our tea break right now. Go on.
If it's a bigger cave, then I need a biscuit.
Is there a biscuit for Dave? Hand me one.
Oh, yes. What shall Master desire? A Jammy Dodger? Hobnob?
The wagon wheel?
Wagon wheel. It's a classic. Penguin, comes with a joke.
Ginger snap.
Ginger snap.
He wants the ginger snap.
Okay. Get the ginger
Just make with the biscuit.
It's a ginger snap, sir.
Ginger snap.
All right.
Please. Almighty David, scientist, engineer.
I shall place this biscuit onto this glass slide.
What's he doing?
And watch in horror as I display for you the evil scheme in action.
Dave, what are you doing with that syringe?
I'm going to inject this new solution I've created.
Oh, gosh.
Within this syringe, I have spliced together yeast and bacteria.
Good bacteria, like in your cult.
Evil bacteria.
Evil bacteria.
Oh, hyperactive and evil. When I inject this into the biscuit, it will turn the biscuit into the most alcoholic food ever. Yeah. And as it would any food it touches. For, you see, I have spliced the yeast into the bacteria, and this bacteria will attack any type of edible substance.
And speed up the fermentation process.
Indeed. And people all over the world will become drunken idiots.
And then we can clone the people that are drunken idiots and put them into the Galacticator sphere. And then we could just have loads of little slaves drunk on ginger snaps.
You're promoted to head scientist assistant.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait to tell the missus.
Get to work on that immediately.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you, goon number 32.
Yes, Dave. What can I do for you?
Eat this biscuit.
But
I need a human test subject.
But you just said that if I do that, then anyone who eats the biscuit will just be a drunken snob for the rest of their lives.
That's right.
But
if you don't eat the biscuit, your entire family will be.
Oh,
will be what?
Drunken slobs for the rest of their lives.
Don't give them the biscuit, Dave.
It's your choice.
Don't deny him, Frank.
Just look into his eyes and take the biscuit. Just take the biscuit, man.
At least my last act as a rational human being will be have a lovely ginger snap.
And as the biscuit goes into his mouth, the camera zooms in and then it goes black. And then it fades back to James Bond finishing his briefing.
Right, so I think you're prepared for everything. Is there any other more details you want for your mission?
Dave.
Yes, I have said it 50 times now. His name is Dave. Mr. Bond, I can always send 005 if you're not prepared for the job.
Don't send 005. He's nothing like a 007.
He's getting quite close. 005. He was 002 2 years ago.
He's two steps off of being 7. I'm 7. Listen, if you think this Dave guy is so much trouble, then I'll go and sort him out. But I just think He can't be that important. I mean, he doesn't have a cool second name. And he lives in a semi-detached in Kent.
Well, you may be right, but we've been getting words from some of our spies on the ground that he's actually using biscuits now. Now, you see, in Britain, biscuits is a good tea time tradition. We don't want to see our British biscuits get affected by any amateur scientists.
Well, they're basically a second currency.
Exactly. Mr. Bond, I believe this is a dangerous and serious issue. Now, if M was here, I'm sure she'd say the same thing. But unfortunately, we now have X, and I'm not really getting along with him. He seems to want to stay in that wheelchair all day, the bull-headed twat. But anyway, I think you could do a good job, Mr. Bond, and bring this country to a standstill again. Standstill and safety. What? Don't laugh at that, Mr. Bond.
I'm
be professional.
It was just your turn of phrase. Yeah. All right.
Quite old in my age now.
If it'll make you happy, Q, I'll go and sort out this Dave chap, but I really don't think we have anything to worry about.
Before you go, I want you to take another agent with you. Now, I know you can normally handle things on your own, but due to this complicated task, I think you need someone on the ground with you.
Who is she? It is a she, right?
Oh, it's always a she, Mr. Bond, of course it is.
Thank God,
we've sent you there with a bloke.
I thought for a second you were going to tell me number 5 was coming along.
No. We're sending you with, of course, a glamorous lady.
Oh,
I think her name is Penelope
Jaguar Puss.
Penelope Jaguar Puss.
Penelope Jaguar Puss.
Hello.
Ah, there she is now.
Penelope.
Penelope.
Has he been briefed?
He has Penelope. Okay. Mr. Bond. Penelope
Bond,
Jaguar.
I don't want any funny business. You're not to touch me. You're not to look me in the eye. This is all strictly professional.
Well, we'll see how that goes. Good luck, everyone. Yeah. And remember, once you get on the ground floor, you have approximately 30 minutes to accomplish this.
Gets off in a jet, flies into the sky. Penelope's flying the jet and Bond is in the passenger seat. What are you looking at, Bond?
I was just looking at you, Penelope.
What did I tell you about eye contact?
I wasn't looking in your eyes.
Bond, I know about your past. I know your reputation. I'm not about that, Bond.
What are you about then, Penelope Jaguar Puss?
Justice. Justice, stupid names, and action. I'm a highly trained killer, Bond. Perhaps even more highly trained than you.
Penelope, you certainly look like you've seen a lot of action.
I certainly have, Bond. I've been in a few tight situations.
Sure we'll find a way to squeeze out of this one.
Okay, we're hovering above the location, Bond. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Penelope.
2 minutes, Agent. Sky drop in 2 minutes. Get your bags on, jump, and out you go.
Yes, I'm aware.
This plane's only on a rental. I've got to return it to Peckham later on. Okay. There's going to be a 10-do.
All right.
All the Air Force planes were.
Bond, we've got one chance at this. Once we're on the ground, I'll reiterate, we've got 30 minutes to accomplish the mission.
Well, it's
they're sending out their shipment of alcoholic biscuits tonight. And God knows what else they've cooked up in that lab.
30 minutes is a bit of a short time for a tight squeeze, Penelope.
You can do a lot in 30 minutes, Bond.
So I've heard.
We cut down to the lab. Head scientist assistant.
Yes, sir.
What new tricks have you developed then? Because, you know, that biscuit thing was a bit of a weak premise. I was hoping you'd come up with some more stuff.
Oh.
Dave, you're my best friend, mate.
It seems to take an effect, sir, on Frank.
Yeah, we know it works, at least.
Okay.
The trucks are all loaded up with all sorts of biscuits. Cream. Just a bunch of cream-based biscuits.
Sir, I don't mean to interrupt your holy signed speech there, but...
Tell me, what have you done?
Since my promotion, I've been working on anthrax in the pick-a-mix, sir.
Pick-a-mix anthrax?
Pick-a-mix anthrax.
Fantastic.
I think it could work. Lots of children go to the cinemas and they want their pick-a-mix from their children, but...
Petrol stations?
Yeah.
Truck drivers?
Yeah.
There'll be chaos on the streets.
Exactly, sir. So I thought if we take eggs, those little shrimps...
The fried eggs, my favourite.
The lips. Take those. Maybe get your syringe there, put some anthrax in it. We could maybe, you know... Get rid of a whole generation. Great. Less people to deal with, sir.
Wonderful. So if you don't like biscuits, surely you're going to like pick a mix. Great, what else you got for me?
Well, I just got this new app recently that kind of gives you inspirational mottos. Oh my God!
But about guards!
And hands in the air, Dave.
Dave runs in, while the gunfire goes, Dave runs through a secret hatch and runs into a back room. And Bond and Penelope are shooting in a gunfight. Pa-pow! Poo-poo!
Oh, Frank, no!
Bond, I'm surprised. You have good skills with that pistol.
I've always been told I have good aim.
I'm not going to tell you anything. Just please, leave the master alone.
Let me deal with this guy. Bond.
You can deal with whatever you like, Penelope.
Hey, chubster.
Hello.
What's a man like you doing in a secret lab like this?
Well, I work with this... I'm just here to get a spanner for you.
We were making some biscuits. I had one. It was well nice.
Oh, Frank, how are you still talking? You've got 5 shots to the spine!
Oh, I think the pretty lady...
Oh, this one's a blabbermouth.
Oh, God, please leave Frank alone.
Yeah. Shut up! Listen up, Frank.
You all right there, darling?
Yeah, I am all right. How are you?
I'm very good.
Where's the big boss boy?
Oh, I'm the big boss boy.
There's a boss bigger than you, isn't there?
Oh, there always is.
I want to know where he is.
Well, we give you a snog if I tell you.
Can I volunteer to be interrogated, please?
Shut up, this is my chance.
Come on, mate. Shut up!
Not the other side! Meanwhile, she's interrogating these two, and Bond is creeping and following where Dave went through the hatch.
Dave!
You'll never get me alive, Bond.
Stay right there, Dave.
in front of that air vent.
Oh, yeah.
Dave.
Well, why didn't you stand a little to the left?
Why would you want me to do that, Dave?
Wouldn't you? Aren't you curious? If you stand just to the left, you can see all of my secret plans.
Mm-mm. Well, how about a trade? Okay. I'll step slightly to the left. Uh-huh. If you tell me your cool second name that you must certainly have.
Robots don't have second names.
Beep boop boop beep bop boop. I am Dave. Dangerous and vivacious engineer.
You're an...
Bot.
You're an android?
Yes. Sent here from another planet to destroy what is known as Planet XY32, a.k.a. Earth.
You mean you're not working with the Russians?
Oh, yes. The Russians, yes.
Meanwhile, at basically another planet headquarters...
How is the robot doing?
Oh, well, sir, unfortunately, we've had a few wiring problems with him.
Oh, do he still think he is from another planet?
Well, yes, you see, he was supposed to attack the Queen during the Jubilee, but unfortunately, he's been spending the past 2 weeks making biscuits, sir.
Oh, Gorbachev, we will have to go and... Do the kill switch thing.
Mr. Gorbachev, Mr. Vladimir.
What is it, Tchaikovsky?
Look, I'm looking at Dave Cam, and he's face to face with Agent Bond from MI6.
He's right where we want him.
Agent Bond!
Can we take remote control?
Yes, should I initiate the defense mechanism?
Activate defense matrix Gurumonoshmish.
Okay, click, clack, click, clack, click, clack, clack. We cut back to Bond and Dave, and Dave suddenly, his chest bursts, and 14 syringes come flying out and pin Bond to the wall.
Flitting, flitting, flitting.
You'll never get away with this, you robot bastard.
I have you now, Dave. How would you like to be in an experiment?
You're Dave, I'm Bond.
Ah, that's what I meant.
James Bond.
Oh. My wiring is... twisted.
It'll be even more twisted when I'm done with you.
He pulls out a syringe and makes a slice in Bond's chest.
I'm going to insert gerbil in here. And this gerbil has been spliced with a worm.
No!
And it's going to dig and burrow through your guts, Bond.
I need my chest to pick up ladies!
Suddenly, there's a big thump on the ceiling.
Huh?
Dave, are you coming for dinner? The children are in. Come on, let's come to dinner now.
Yes, dear. I'll be right there.
You're lucky, Bond. I'll deal with you later. And he puts his human face back on and closes up his chest. And he scampers off through a hole up to his family upstairs.
Penelope has got there just in time.
Bond!
Penelope.
Look at you. You've been pinned up. You're quite a pin-up. I thought I was the pin-up. There, we'll stick with that one.
Penelope, your pun game is too strong.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Listen,
thanks, Bond.
I'm not in the mood right now to do sexy flirting.
But Bond, you're simply the chest.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You're wiping the floor with me right now. Listen, get me down from here. Get this gerbil off my chest.
Oh, it's wriggled inside there, Bond. No. I'm going to have to stick my hand inside.
Into my chest cavity?
Yes. Here it goes. Oh, I don't think this is a gerbil, Bond.
That's my heart.
Well, let me just put that back. Don't worry, Bond. I'm sterile.
That's not a sexy thing to say!
Squeak, squeak!
There it is. I've chucked it away. Bond.
Thank God I got that off my chest. Now let's get something off yours.
No, Bond. No, that's my...
No,
Bond. Oh, and they make love there in the laboratory. And then they're finished, the room steamed up, and they get up and they go, Bond, I dealt with all the goons. It's just us in here. Have you found out his secret plan and how to stop it and how to finally end this bloody scene?
I'm going to be honest with you, Penelope.
What?
I don't think he knows what his plan is.
Oh, look. Look what I found. An instruction manual for DAVE. Could that possibly be Dave?
It could be. And look, it's one of those instruction booklets with multiple languages.
Oh.
And the first one is Russian.
Ah, good thing I'm fluent.
Oh, thank God you're here, Penelope.
Look, kill switch. To activate the kill switch, you must find the remote control. The remote control looks like a gerbil. That gerbil was the remote!
Oh my
Cut
God.
To Russia as the plans are now being concluded by the Russian spies. Ugh, it seems they got the gerbil, sir.
They got the gerbil?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No.
We must have lost this battle, but we haven't lost the war. Remember, we still have that candidate in America who might become president.
Oh, well, we'll keep working with Mrs. Clinton, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yes, Mrs. Clinton is my most proudest robot creation.
It's almost like she almost has human feelings.
Did you see the wires coming out of her back in the debate?
Yeah.
Everyone thinks it was earpiece, but no, it was loose cables.
I can't believe we got so lucky that the other candidate is so bad that no one's noticed the other is robot.
And we cut to Clinton's acceptance speech as she's talking away.
I would like to thank all the Americans
zooming in on her
to
face.
All the Americans out there that voted for me,
and the music gets darker.
Become president, and now my first policy will be to wipe you all. Anyone for a biscuit?
Bond will be back. In 2018.
What a weird ending to a Bond film.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's get back to Barnes & Barnes. Our featured musical comedian this week is Barnes & Barnes, the classic, the great Barnes & Barnes, preempting Weird Al Yankovic by appearing on Dr. Demento way before Yankovic did, I'm guessing. And this is the Vomit Song, the Dr. Demento remix. And we'll be back in a few minutes with some more. Lil, you happy to stick around, Cluster
Absolutely.
Fox?
Yes!
Fantastic. All right, see you shortly, guys.
What's up? This is New York American comedian John Gabris saying you're listening to The Lil Show, a big show, but it's London Improv Live. Enjoy!
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
That's right. We're back on the Lil Show, Mother Crushers. Welcome back.
What?
My name's Talal Karkouti. I am the host of the show. And no sidekick today, just me. But I have got Cluster Fox in the studio.
Woo!
Jimmy and Tom from Cluster Fox. What's happening, boys?
We're good. Had a nice break.
Enjoying the show so far?
I'm having a great time.
It's a lot of fun.
What was your highlight, Jimmy?
I think it was the seagulls.
The seagulls, yeah.
Just the seagulls kind of going.
Yeah,
just the slight, subtle.
What about you, Tom? Highlight?
I really enjoyed. I enjoyed our blues song, actually.
Oh, that went really well, yeah.
Even though I completely failed to do any rhymes at all.
I was actually quite impressed with myself when I did. I've got to be honest. Really, so I was kind of like, good job, Jimmy. Good job.
I liked all of it.
Oh, of course. All of it. Yeah. I preferred that. That was a good answer.
Another quick reminder to follow us on Twitter at The Lil Show. And let's move on to our next portion of the show.
Yeah.
We're going to play...
We're going to play
Daddy Issues.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
Yes, it's time for Daddy Issues.
Daddy Issues.
Daddy Issues. It's a game where I play us a clip. I interviewed my dad earlier today, like I did last week. Basically, I play a little game of word association with him, and then when something interesting comes up, I ask him a question, and he tells us a story.
Ooh.
Normally from his upbringing in Syria. He grew up in a town in northern Syria called Latakia. Yeah, and he's 73 this week. Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday.
Mustafa has a lot of stories to tell. So let's get on with it, shall we? We're going to play a clip here. When the clip's done, Cluster Fox, feel free to ask me any questions.
Okay.
Or if you want to go straight into a scene, absolutely fine with that too.
All right.
Okay, here we go, guys.
Thanks, me. Yes, I'm here with my dad, Mustafa. Say hi, Mustafa.
Hello, everyone.
And we're back for more daddy issues. All right, let's play some word association. You ready, bub?
Go ahead.
Okay. Foie gras.
Sex.
Lettuce.
Vegetable.
Table.
Chairs.
Couch.
Sleep.
Seduction. Oh.
Sex again?
Oh my god. You think about sex a lot, don't you? Or is it just women?
Oh no. I mean, sex, women, of course.
How old are you now?
72. Monday I'll be 73.
Have many happy returns for Monday.
Thank you.
So you're 72. Do you still have a sex drive?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I can't stop it.
Does it surprise you?
No. That's the way it should be.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, sex never ends. It ends the day you are buried.
Really?
Yep.
Don't people just get bored of it one day?
If you get bored of sex, you get bored of life. It is the end of you.
Sounds tiring.
Why do you think of the physical aspect only? There is other aspects for sex. Enjoyment, pleasure.
That's from physical.
No, it's not. Physical. Tyree, you said. Tyree means physical.
No, but even just thinking about it all the time, doesn't it get annoying?
It's not to think about it. It happens when it happens. It's not a question of thinking about it and craving for and running after. No, it happens when it happens. And it is one of the most pleasurable exercise in life. I don't think there is anything comparable to sex.
Well, if you had to, what would be the next best thing?
Sex?
The next best thing?
Next best drink.
Really? You don't get drunk very often.
I mean, drink doesn't mean getting drunk. Again, you drink to enjoy it, to enjoy life, not to get drunk. Of course, there are people who drink just to get drunk and forget all the misery around them, etc. I'm not talking about this kind of things. Again, it is related, as far as I'm concerned, drink is related to the many enjoyments in life. So it's one of them.
Did you ever get drunk when you were a teenager?
Of course.
You did? Well, in Latakia, in Syria?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Especially in New Year Eve, because that was an occasion for us to go around.
How would a teenager in Syria get alcohol?
You buy it from the shops. It's available. It depends. I mean, you know. It's available in Syria, as far as I know. It's available in every single town. In fact, in every single village, even. So there's no shortage of alcohol at all. And, of course, it differs. If you are in a city, urban city, etc., it means the population there are a bit affluent, so you can get...
Is it Russian booze? Because of the Syria-Russia connection?
No. It's vodka, if you're talking about vodka. Vodka is also available, and it's in fact, it's quite popular as well.
All right, I need a story from you, okay? Come on. Maybe the first time you ever got drunk, or if there's the first time you ever got drunk and had sex, or a combination of the two themes we've had today. Come on, we're running out of time.
Okay, You cannot have...
I need a story, not like advice. Come on. Actually, what were you going to say? Sorry to interrupt.
No, no, go ahead. I mean, you know, yeah, okay, story. I got drunk several times, but the most memorable one, I think, I was pretty young. I was maybe about 14, even younger. My elder brother, we used to have...
Which one?
The eldest one.
Abdul Rahim?
No, Muhammad. So... he used to get along with his friends to our bakery shop at night when it's closed usually. And the bakery shop has got an access from the back to our house, which was on the ground floor. And my mom would arrange for him a huge tray of meza, you know, little things from this and that.
Yeah, like Arabic tapas.
Like Arabic tapas, exactly. Yeah. And it's so beautiful. So, and they will sit there in the bakery and get drunk and have wine and go later on somewhere else, either to cinema or a late show or something like that. I always wait for them to leave, so I go and clean up whatever it's left over. So one day, usually when they meet, there were at least 8 of them. They were all almost 2 or maybe 3 leftover wine, red wine.
Glasses?
No, a little, maybe quarter of a bottle. Uh-huh. And there were a few glasses also left over. And some of the food. And I started drinking. And
on your own?
On my own. You know, I sat like they did and started to imitate them on my own, talking to myself like an adult and all that. And even dared, I went back home and stole one cigarette from my mum's packet.
You dared?
I did, and I got bloody drunk, and I couldn't walk back through the access back to the house. Physically, I couldn't, and I was frightened that my dad would see me in that state.
What, did you just sleep in the bakery?
Well, I did stay there. Then after maybe an hour or so, I heard my mum calling me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And I told her, yes, I'll be there in a minute. I didn't. So my sister, elder sister Sakina, came. She came into the bakery and she saw me in that state. And she went and got a blanket for me. And I slept for about 3-4 hours.
In the bakery?
In the bakery. And then I woke up very early in the morning. Usually in the morning it was my job to wake up and prepare the dough
get the bakery ready.
Get the bakery ready before I go to school. That was a part of my life. So that was a memorable night.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Dad.
It's all right.
See you next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Dad. Thank you, Dad. Thanks, Dad. Bye.
Thanks, Dad. To last, Dad.
There you go, boys.
Me.
He sounds like little such rebel. A guy you just want to hang out with for hours. He sounded absolutely lovely.
I want him to run a mafia. Like that kind of thing. Just like everyone's gathered around him. He's like, you know, we should get some things from the bakery. And just like get drinks. And I'm just like, oh, okay. Yeah, sure. All right, we'll do that for you, boss.
My dad ran a mafia.
I make it happen. Make it happen.
All right, let's make it happen.
Good. All right.
Hey, boss, we just got in from the south side, and the Russians say they're not going to do any more business with us on account of their robot business isn't going so well.
Not going too good.
So they can't ferry the cocaine in.
Okay, look, just send them this quarter bottle of wine.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they'll have a good night with quarter bottle of...
Boss, they're Russians. They drink vodka like it's water.
Wine's more classy, you know. That's the kind of thing you... It's subtle. You sit down, you reflect. Vodka is more their kind of thing. Hey, you know, vodka! Crazy.
Derek, you know, I agree with that, but I think the volume of what is being offered here is not substantial enough.
Are you saying
enough.
A quarter bottle of wine is not enough to make someone have a good night?
Not for the Russians, no, not boss. For the Russians. You gotta understand.
The Russians, they just drink to get drunk, huh? And forget their miserable lives, don't they?
Well, they got a lot of miseries, boss.
Yeah,
I mean,
a lot of bad things.
I mean, they're Russian, for God's sake.
Okay,
it's
look,
cold.
I'll get my mom to send some meze over to them, okay? And maybe they'll be happy to do business with us.
Yeah, boss, that's a really nice thought, yeah? But
yeah.
These guys are gangsters, you know?
Yeah, they're tough gangsters. Guys, you know?
Leave it with me. Look,
Moscow
Mollers. I have an important task for you guys.
Oh.
What is it, boss?
Okay, I need you to sneak into my house. And steal a cigarette from my mom, please.
Boss, you want us to go? Hang on. Rewind here.
Look, we deal with stolen goods, yes?
Yeah.
We import and export stolen goods around the world.
Yeah.
I want you to go. Our new venture is going to be cigarettes. Okay? And I want you to go to my mom's bedroom while she sleep and take a cigarette from her box, please.
One cigarette?
Just one cigarette.
Yes, what? Is that not enough?
What are we going to do with one cigarette, boss?
You satisfy a whole family with one cigarette.
No, you smoke one cigarette, takes one person 5 minutes to smoke.
Yeah, it's not like a joint, sir. It's... You don't, like, pass it around.
No,
You're
not
smoking
like
it wrong. No, you take a puff, you put it down. Half an hour later, you have another puff.
No, that's not how you smoke a cigarette.
What?
That's a cigar you're thinking.
That's
a
cigar, sir.
That's what you do with
the
cigar.
Bruno's right.
Cigarettes. Oh, God, everyone, this world's so excessive. No one does anything in a moderate amount anymore.
Well, boss, I know that you want to bring your whole, you know, your moderacy ethos into the gangster underworld here in Los Angeles, but I'm telling you, boss, it's not going to work that way. If you want to make some money off of cigarettes, we need a couple thousand boxes.
Yeah.
What, you're talking about like a truckload of cigarettes?
Exactly.
A truckload, it sounds good.
Now that we can sell, that the Russians will like.
The Russians will like that, boss.
A truckload of stolen cigarettes? I've never heard such a thing. Look, are you arguing with me, Pablo?
No, boss, I'm just trying to get you to see that you're thinking too small, boss.
You keep calling me boss, yet you treat me like some sort of child.
I don't mean any disrespect, boss.
We start small and we grow from there, okay? Get me a cigarette. I have another mission for you.
Oh, okay.
Sex.
Oh, you mean the brothel we're running?
No, we're running a brothel?
We didn't want to bother you with
it.
You're so busy with all the things that you're doing.
Looking after your mom. And,
yeah.
Yes.
We just thought, you know, we'd start a brothel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not very big.
No, it's getting there, but it's small.
Yeah, it's small.
Just,
you know.
Whatever happened to just thinking about sex? Huh?
Well, boss, we think about it all the time, but
yeah,
we also like to do it as well.
I'm thinking about it right now, just looking at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not a, you know.
Well, no, not like that. No,
not
I just mean like I'm looking
you.
At you right now. It happens to be in my brain
you
going on.
To be also.
Hold on, I'm trying to get it out. Okay, just give me a minute. You keep talking.
Hey, boss, it's the same. It's the same for all of us here in Los Angeles.
It's gone.
Listen, when you came over from Syria, you know, we really gravitated towards you because you got that kind of, you know, you got that.
You got the mustache.
Yeah, the mustache, yeah.
But
I
also meant the kind of the aura you got, you know? You got this
aura.
Real...
The Nike shoes.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
You got this real kind of calming vibe to you. You feel
this aura.
I mean, you're a wise guy,
okay.
You know? But
wisdom.
Do you trust
a lot of wisdom.
Me?
We trust you, boss. Okay. Of course
we trust you.
Okay. I've lived a life. I know how to get people excited, okay? Now, here's your job, Francesco.
Yeah?
I need you to... go to the local playground, okay? Find the teenagers hanging out on the benches. Okay.
You don't get many teenagers at the local playground nowadays, boss, but
whatever
okay.
The teenagers hang
okay,
out.
Okay, yeah,
where
yeah.
They hang out nowadays.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Boss, you want some teenagers.
Okay,
then we'll
get some teenagers,
I want you to go and talk to them, whisper in their ears.
Okay.
Suggestively, and implant sexual images into their minds.
Boss, they're teenagers. They don't need sexual thoughts being implanted.
Okay. They got enough already
we're
on
in
their
Los
plate.
Angeles.
Well, we're starting small. Okay, find anyone. I want you to find people and ask them if they want to buy sex, okay? And if they say yes, you describe sexual acts to them.
And then we bring them to the brothel?
No. Who are you with your excessiveness? Why?
There's a bingo hall down the road. They're having a swings and jazz night. Maybe we could go talk to those people.
We could, but I don't, boss. I don't understand. You want us to make people think about sex, but not actually have sex women.
Pour me another thimble of wine. You guys are really winding me up. Look, that's too much.
Oh, sorry. I'll have that one. You have.
Thank you very much. Use the pipette next time.
Sorry. Okay. So sorry.
Now,
sorry, boss.
We start small, okay? This is how I made my fortune in Syria, okay?
Okay.
Boss, I get that.
We start small. You start small. With ideas.
I agree, but when you first implement your small idea, I think it can afford to be a little bigger, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, the business is, you know, this whole mafia thing, it's not going to work out.
I know Rome wasn't built in a day, sir, but there was a lot of killing going on. I know some progressive thinking.
Like, they didn't start with just pebbles. They started with bricks.
Yeah, big-ass bricks.
Big-ass Roman bricks.
Look at Stonehenge. Those aren't bricks. Those are big.
The biggest bricks I've ever seen.
Yo, big bricks.
Hey, why don't we do another excursion to England?
Okay.
Or would that be too excessive for you?
Yeah, that's a bit much.
No, maybe... Yes, the American lifestyle doesn't suit me. Everything's bigger and grander here. Maybe people are a bit more humble in England, in jolly old England.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll find myself a beautiful wife and have a family. A real family. I know you guys are my family, but I need a family.
Yeah. Cut to border control at London Airport. Okay, so Mr...
Kerkuti.
Is the role necessary?
As you wish.
Oh, sorry. So thank you for coming to...
Just call me Cool Papa K.
Cool Papa K. Okay. Yes. So we wanted to ask you a few questions just about your past, just before we can give you a work visa for England. Okay. So, previous occupation?
Baker.
Baker, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I wouldn't think of you as a baker.
Can we move on?
Certainly.
I'm busy, man.
Okay. And next of kin details, just in case of emergencies?
Pablo, I guess.
Pablo, is that brother?
Pablo,
cousin?
Get over here.
What is it, boss?
Tell this guy who you are.
I'm Pablo.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Smith.
Mrs. Smith, yeah, great. Hey, I need to get cool Mr. K over here into your old England. We got to get to Stonehenge. Yes. I need to show him Stonehenge.
I want to see
so he understands.
Stonehenge? Oh,
so he understands how business works. You got to start with big bricks that add up to an even bigger brick made out of.
Pablo, that's enough.
I don't have any flyers to Stonehenge, I'm afraid. We've run out. But we do have flyers for Windsor. Would that do? It's a lovely place.
Lady, listen. We're Americans. We'll find our own goddamn way. And on the way, we'll fucking colonize the fucking place.
Ooh.
But listen, we got to get through this border control.
Okay.
So are you going to let Cool Papa K through or not?
I guess I can rush the paperwork for you. I can pull some strings.
Well, thanks, Toots.
All right. Next of kin, Pablo. Next.
Yes. Any animals you'll be bringing into the country?
Does my wild sex drive count?
No, boss. That doesn't count.
Okay. Well, then
you don't need to tell her about that.
I'll put that as other. any relations that are already in the country?
Well, no. But I'm hoping to start a family here.
Oh, that's lovely. What about you, Pablo?
No, I just want to get this guy to goddamn Stonehenge so he understands the basic crime economics / structure building.
Okay, look, I don't mean to upset you, but I'm now currently pointing this elastic band at you. And if you don't hurry up, I'm going to fling it at your forehead.
Boss, I told you to bring the gun, for God's sake.
I'm sorry, Pablo. I just thought a single woman would be trying to give you hints, but no, you don't see
I'm stretching it back.
Okay, Mr. K, Papa K,
hey,
we...
Hey, cool Papa K, slow down here. I think the little ladies here got a little thing for the old cool Mr. P, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, you want to see Mr. P's big P?
Oh, well, normally we start different customs over here in England. but if you don't mind, are you free on a Saturday?
Well, sure, after we get back from Stonehenge. So maybe you could point us in the way. Maybe you could point us in the right direction. And when we come back, I might look you up.
Well, I do know Stonehenge from here should be in... the northwest. So, if you take the M4012, you should go on there. You can go to rent a car. Do you prefer a rental car or taxis or...
Don't worry. Hey.
Okay.
Thanks for the information.
Oh, it's fine.
Come on, call Papa K. Let's get out of here.
Okay. Cut to Stonehenge.
Now, you see, this is what I was talking about. Look at the size of these things.
Wow. You and Francesco really know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Do you see what I'm saying now? The Celts or the Druids or whatever, who the hell built this place, they didn't start with little bits. They started with a goddamn massive slab of rock.
Pablo, let's get a selfie, man. Come on. Hey, boss, get in. This
come
is
on,
what tourists
Papa K.
do. We have to look like tourists,
bring
okay?
it in. There you go.
All right. Say, are you in, boss?
Yes,
you in?
I'm in.
Okay, good. Chase.
Jibene.
Papa K, you gotta make a pose. You hardly smiled there.
Papa K, don't pose.
I know what will cheer you up. When I put one of those little filters on so you look like a dog. They're really cute, boss. My daughter, she loves it. You'll love it too.
For fuck's sake, boys!
Oh, God.
Stop! Do you understand how much of my time you are wasting here? Oh. I get it. Big bricks, big business. Okay, let's set up shop right here in Stonehenge. This is our turf now. I want you to boot out all these tourists, and I'm going to get to work on putting some shelter over it.
Hello, are you the tour guides for Stonehenge?
Oh,
Papa K! Come on, we can...
Marjorie, are you alright?
Papa K, we can still make money off of these tourists, man.
Yeah, you're scaring them away, boss.
Okay, hey, come back. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to slap you.
Oh, God. What did you think?
I'm terribly... I'm very sorry.
You're not from around here, are you? We don't beat people up in the tourist attractions.
No, I come from a much more violent background.
Scotland?
Sure.
Oh.
Hey, listen, pal. Me and Big Papa K here, we're from L.A. So hey, if you know what's good for you, you'll settle down and you'll listen to the wisdom the big old Papa K is about to dispense. Hit him with that Syrian knowledge.
Want to buy a cigarette?
Papa K, I told you to bring packs!
Shit. Okay,
Well, Marjorie, we quit 30 years ago. We don't smoke anymore, do we, Marjorie?
Oh, my God, it still hurts!
And that is, okay.
Sex.
Sex?
The idea of sex.
No, don't sell him the idea of
whoa,
sex.
Whoa, young man. Go on.
These are British people, Paolo.
Oh, it's starting to rain.
Come here, let me tell you about sex.
All right, Marjorie, I'm just going to talk to this man over here, and I'll sort some things out, don't worry.
When a man loves a woman, or even just kind of likes her.
Yes.
You can touch the woman. Sometimes you can look at the woman.
Oh, well, so we hold hands plenty of times.
Oh, but you can hold more than hands. Have you ever held a bottom before?
Marjorie, we've lived a very subtle life. I've never actually held a buttocks in my hand before.
Listen to me. You go home tonight, and you hold your woman's bottom.
Well, that's a bit, it's a bit of a crazy step in my age,
and
I'm afraid.
If you like what you feel, you come see me tomorrow. We cut to him and Marjorie at home that night.
Marjorie?
Yes?
Can you just come to the bedroom, dear? I want to discuss something with you.
I'm just doing the recycling, darling.
All right. Well, once you've done that, could you just please come to the bedroom straight away?
All right. Hang on. I'm just sorting out the plastics from the glass.
All right. Don't worry, dear. They sort it out on Mondays. It's fine.
I know, but if we do it now, darling, we'll have time to go to the opera on Saturday night.
Oh, Christ, the opera. I forgot about that. Yes, dear. Just do what you can, then.
All right. Okay. I'm coming up now.
Okay.
You do remember that tomorrow afternoon we're going to dinner with the Reverend's family.
Oh, yes, Reverend Paul.
Yes.
Yes, I remember we talked about that. But that's not actually what I wanted to talk about, Marjorie.
Oh, really?
You know that man that gave you a haymaker in Stonehenge today?
Oh, yes, I'm still recovering, if I'm honest.
Yes, I know. Don't worry, I've got the bag of peas here, but
thank you. Oh, soothing.
Yes. But he actually... after I gave him a good telling off, as I did, as I am your husband.
Oh, well done, darling.
Thank you. I actually spoke to him about another matter.
Another matter, darling?
Yes.
Was there another heritage site you wanted to visit?
No. It wasn't that. It was actually about sex.
Sorry, what was that, darling?
It was the sex.
Do you need a strep?
It was about sex, Marjorie.
Sex, darling?
Yes. You see, this man happened to have a lot of wisdom, as his Italian counterparts were saying. He actually gave me some advice on the matter.
Uh,
I'm not sure if we really need advice on...
Marjorie, turn around.
Why?
Marjorie, 50 years it's almost been. I just want you to trust me for this one night. Just turn around. You can keep the peas on your face. I don't mind. That's it.
What?
Squeeze.
Oh, gosh.
Darling, but...
Shh.
What?
Just accept it for
that's,
now.
That's my bottom.
I know, Marjorie. I've been with your bottom 50 years or so now. I just never felt it, that's all.
I
just wanted to feel.
I... Gerald.
Yes, Marjorie.
I've never felt so close to you.
Oh, Marjorie, it's, I have to say, with a handful of you right now, I believe our...
Oh, darling.
Bond
has gained. Why don't you have a second handful of me?
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, the other cheek.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness, Marjorie. Oh, God. Close
then
the curtains.
The camera zooms out of their window and goes to the hotel across the street and into a window there. And we see Pablo, Francesco, and cool Papa K looking through the window with the binoculars. And Mustafa turns to them and says, "See, boys, never argue with cool Papa K."
Ah, cool Papa K.
I can see what you were saying now, boss.
I'm sorry I doubted you, boss.
Now, both of you, get a good grab of my behind.
What? Sorry, what?
That's not the contract we entered into, cool Papa K. We're your henchmen, not your bottom grabbers.
Yeah, we're more like, oh, kill him, put him in the river kind of henchmen.
Yeah.
Not grab your boss's buttocks and not question it, henchmen.
Okay, in that case, while them two across the street... are busy upstairs, why don't you sneak into their room, into their house, and steal a cigarette for them?
Oh, God, not this again. We established they don't smoke, sir.
Boss, I hate to go back to this, but if we're going to break into someone's house, it has to be for a better risk. The risk has to be worth it. And it's not worth it for one cigarette, boss.
No.
Listen, you created a beautiful thing tonight, a beautiful thing that we all witnessed through
a wonderful
binoculars.
Thing.
And these binoculars were a good investment, by the way. Thanks.
Yeah, they're really good.
But listen, you created a beautiful moment. Just let it be that moment.
Okay, well, let's come up with a plan on how we're going to shift these massive bricks. And the camera turns around to reveal that there's all Stonehenge stacked up in the hotel room.
Everybody get a selfie with the stones!
Jibney!
London Improv Live. It's the best show ever. My cat loves Improv Live, and he's a right c***.
All right, that's the end of the show, guys. What fun we've had today. Cluster Fox, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having us.
It was a real pleasure meeting you, Jimmy. I look
too.
Forward to having you guys back.
Yeah, definitely. Can't wait to come back. Bring
different members of your team back around in a future episode. Where can people find you online? What's your online presence?
So our Twitter account is @WeAreClusterFox. Because
mm-hmm.
Cluster Fox was already taken, apparently. Oh. I have no idea how. But we are Cluster Fox. Go on there on our Twitter for any details about gigs coming up. We should have a gig November the 20th. I think that's one that's in the pipeline right now.
Yes. Nice.
With C3.
Cool.
So,
is that on a Sunday?
I think so.
In Waterloo?
Yes.
That's a great night. Okay. Good. That's good timing because this podcast probably won't come out for a little bit.
Yeah.
November 20th is great.
I thought ahead.
Cool. Have you got a Facebook page or anything?
We do. So that's just Cluster Fox. You should be able to find us on there.
Nice.
The profile photo is just a fox's head. If you get a bit confused and you don't know where to find it, just have a look out for that.
Coolio. Wonderful stuff. Thanks for coming, Cluster Fox.
Thank you.
Tom and Jimmy. Nice one, guys. That was super fun. I might fire Alex and Luke. I had a really great time today. Great. Okay. I won't mention our Twitter handle at The Lil Show again. You've heard it twice already today. Email any of your, real life dilemmas and problems to help@thelilshow.com. And we try our best to solve your issues here with our Advice Corner segment. Thanks to Dad for the interview. We'll hear back from him next week, hopefully with a shorter one. And keep it cool, guys. Love each other. Spread love and positivity and smile. Smile more. Aww. Talk less.
Yeah.
Smile more. And that's it. All right. I've had a great one. Take care, everyone.
Right.
Lil Show out.
Bye.
Oh, I love to be in the public toilet. Man, I dig that smell. Other people's body odors, things to read as well.
ask me where I want to be, the answer you will get is the toilet, the public toilet, the toilet, the toilet, yeah.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.